the final round of CAP negotiations begins today in Brussels. The policy reform will see a shift towards more environmentally friendly farming, we're told. We'll speak to the Agriculture Minister in a few minutes. But first, Amy Ní Riadh explains all, and her report begins with Una Duggan of Birdwatch Ireland.
What we would like to see is some common sense coming to the table, because right now what we're seeing in terms of a draft CAP deal is an utter lack of ambition when it comes to protecting biodiversity and restoring it.
Una Duggan is Head of Advocacy at Birdwatch Ireland and Environmental Pillar Representative to the CAP Consultative Committee. The Common Agricultural Policy is worth €10.7 billion, which is aimed at supporting farmers and improving agricultural productivity in Ireland. Unlike previous CAPs, this one is expected to mainstream environmental action, as Barry Cassidy from the Farmers' Journal explains.
It will be quite significant for Irish farmers if they do manage to clinch a deal. It'll essentially set out how farm payments are made from 2023 until 2027. And there are a number of key issues on the table there too. Money that's been traditionally used for income supports is being redirected to fund eco-schemes. And these essentially will see farmers rewarded to carry out environmental, climate and animal welfare-related measures.
However, it's not new money. It's a repackaging of funds that was traditionally wrapped up in direct payments to farmers. Negotiators will decide what portion of those direct payments worth €1.2 billion will be ring-fenced for so-called eco-schemes. It's likely to be between 20 and 30%, a move that the Irish Farmers Association says will be costly to its members. Tim Cullinan is president.
The threat is very serious. If you take a farmer on a high payment and low hectares, so a farmer with 40 hectares, he could lose anything up to 37 or 40% of his payment. And that's an absolute serious cut. And we have to ensure that our minister will fight on his back to ensure this doesn't happen.
As well as that, there's the issue of convergence. Internal convergence means that each country has to flatten out the direct payments. 19 countries in the EU have 100% convergence, meaning that every farmer gets the same amount of funding per hectare, regardless of the work they're doing. The European Parliament wants to impose 100% convergence on the remaining countries, including Ireland.
We have a very clear message sent to our minister that we want him to hold tight on 75% convergence, 20% on eco-schemes, and we want to ensure that our minister gets the maximum flexibility that we'll be able to develop schemes to ensure that we keep the maximum amount of money with productive farmers, farmers that are out there every day doing the work. We have to ensure that they are rewarded for what they're doing, and farmers that are going to take on higher environmental ambition, that they will also get rewarded for the work they are doing.
It's expected that we will have an update on the reform by Friday morning. According to Una Duggan, the change has been a long time coming.
If agriculture policy isn't supporting restoration of farmland bird populations, addressing our greenhouse gas emissions and declining water quality, then we are looking at, in 8 years' time, a very worrying situation in terms of trying to meet targets in all those areas. Recently, Birdwatch Ireland published research which showed that there's been a doubling of farmland birds added to the red list in the last 21 years. So this is extremely worrying, and it's an indicator that there's been a marked decline in the quality of our environment, and this has to be changed.
I was Una Duggan of Birdwatch Ireland, ending that report by Amy Ní Riadh. Well, we are joined now by the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue, who will be taking part in these talks in Brussels. Minister McConnellogue, will farmers' incomes be cut by at least 30% after these talks are over?
No, good morning, Audrey. No, they won't be cut by 30%, but there is a significant change in relation to increased environmental ambition as part of this current CAP. But the next two or three days will be really important in relation to finalising the CAP plan at European level, and we will then develop our own national CAP plan over the summer. But really central to how we go forward has to be ensuring that farm incomes are very central and supported as part of the CAP, because that's a key part of it. Obviously, the asks that are being made of farmers change and merge over time, and we're seeing increased environmental ambition in relation to this particular CAP. But I think farmers have shown and demonstrated that they have always first and foremost in terms of producing food, been very much aware and custodians of our environment, but increasingly so, and are willing to do more in relation to this. But what's really important in my view coming out of this CAP is that as farmers are asked to do more, they're also that there's income streams associated with that that ensures that farm families are sustainable, and ultimately that we continue to produce top quality healthy food, which we do really well and do really well internationally in terms of its sustainability. But alongside that as well, we see increased ambition in relation to environment, but one that actually can deliver in terms of income for farmers too.
But did your own department not produce figures recently which showed that incomes would be cut by at least 32% by 2023 and more again then by 2026?
No, overall, the EU CAP budget for the next 7 years is just slightly larger than what it was for the previous 7 years. And indeed, working with my party colleague, Minister Michael McGrath, in relation to our national budget for agriculture, food and the marine this year, we had delivered an 11% increase to ensure that many of the schemes that are in place can continue, and also indeed to deliver some new schemes. So, for example, the new REAP environmental scheme, which I launched recently and which was five times oversubscribed, and which is a forerunner to the new flagship agri-environmental scheme that will start from 2023 under the new CAP. Those initiatives have been supported by additional funds. Likewise, there's the commitment in the programme for government that between now and 2030, there will be €1.5 billion funding from the carbon tax proceeds towards funding an environmental scheme as well.
So what are these figures that I'm reading this morning produced by the Department of Agriculture within the last number of weeks, showing that a farmer with an income of 12,800 receiving €400 per hectare, their payment will be cut to 8,673 in 2023 and then further reduced to 7,462 3 years later?
So there is an issue in relation to convergence, where there's various payments to different farmers for the entitlements that they hold under the single payment scheme, and there's going to be changes required, and that is part of the next CAP. That will see some farmers' incomes go up and some farmers' incomes go down. My objective this week in Brussels is to ensure that in relation to the final CAP programme at European level, that it gives Ireland and myself as minister working with farmers across the country the opportunity in terms of developing our own CAP plan to produce one which is reflective and of the needs of our national agricultural industry. And I will then be having a consultation over the summer with farmers across the country in terms of how we address the issue of convergence, for example. But this week, obviously, it will be decided at European level what the minimum requirements on us in relation to that will be. And then in terms of our own national plan, I'm committed to ensuring that that's one which actually puts farmers at the centre, which
is flexible enough to allow farmers at the centre. But you heard, sorry to interrupt, you heard Una Duggan there of Birdwatch Ireland saying that at the moment this draft CAP deal lacks any ambition to protect and restore biodiversity. Have you started working on our own eco plan? Because that's up to member states to devise their own.
We have, Audrey, and I wouldn't agree with Una in relation to that at all. I think this is a very ambitious CAP from the point of view of the environment, both at European level and indeed at national level. And what's really important to that is that farmers' incomes are also central to it as well. So while we'll be delivering more in relation to the environment and farmers are continuing to take a leadership role in relation to addressing issues such as biodiversity and reducing the carbon footprint of the food we produce, that alongside that, there is significant income streams for farmers to support them in doing that. And I think farmers have shown that they're willing to step up to the mark in that regard, as long as there's a partnership approach taken to it. And I think we can achieve that increased ambition, everyone working together, and that's the way we have to go forward here.
I just want to ask you finally about the fishermen, because you know they are protesting off the Cork coast this morning. They say they are being strangled, their livelihoods are being strangled by quota cuts, Brexit, and the EU policing of their industry. What do you say to them this morning?
Well, I think, first of all, it's really important to recognise that coming out of Brexit, that the fishery sector is the sector that has been most impacted by the Brexit result and outcome in the Trade and Cooperation Agreement, because it will see between now and 2026 a 15% impact in relation to our national quota. Obviously, Brexit posed a massive threat to fisheries. A third of all the fish we catch was caught in British waters. So a no-deal scenario would have been quite disastrous for the sector. But that's not to take away at all from the fact that the outcome has impacted fisheries in a way that hasn't impacted other parts of the economy. And that's why, Audrey, I've established a task force bringing together all of the voices in the sector and representatives to advise the government on how we can invest in the sector in the time ahead, how we can mitigate the impact that's there, and also maximise what is a tremendous marine resource we have and a tremendous industry and sector that we have. But there's no doubt, and I fully recognise this, the challenge and pain that is there for the fishers in the short term, and I am working hand in hand and very closely with them in terms of trying to support them to deal with that.
Thank you very much indeed, and we'll hear from some of those fishermen a little bit later in the programme. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Charlie McConnell-Oak.